And so now is the time in our service where we come to the Thrill of Hope Project. And for those of you who have never been with us, the Thrill of Hope Project is, we don't have like a vision statement at this church. I'm not like, this is what we're going to be. Like, we have hopes, like we hope that God would, what he would do in us and how he would make us. But we hope to be a people who gather, a people who pray, and a people who serve. And so early on at Grace and Mercy, we established this time called the Thrill of Hope Project, where what we do is we are, we're hopefully being equipped and inspired to do good works and do good works in our neighborhoods. And so oftentimes what we do is pick a local charity or local organization around here that we will support. And so what we'll do is we'll take the first Sunday of the month and we'll pray for them, and then we'll do the second week as like an inspirational to maybe inspire us to why this particular ministry. And then we'll also do something where we can be equipped if we felt God calling us to be in that ministry, that hopefully we can do that. And then the last Sunday of the month, we do what we call an offering Sunday, where we come and we bring offerings and then we donate to that particular organization. And I'll start off by saying yesterday, my mom goes to, last month we talked about Monroe Gospel Mission, and it was really cool. I went there with my mom yesterday and it felt like home. It felt like, it felt really good. And I was able to give Joan the $500 check on top of like whatever was donated through like matching fund websites and stuff like that. And I did let her know, you know, look out for some names and all that. And she just took, we're a small church, $500 is a big deal, like, but she took it and like she was like, I don't know what to say, and she just started crying. And she goes, give me a minute, I just gotta and she just kind of like walked out and was just like overwhelmed with this joy for $500. And I was just like, it just really blessed me. Like, it meant a lot that her church, and then even some of the women who were that came here and shared their testimony, like they were there and got to see them, and they were like, oh, you're here, you know. It was kind of cool. And then my mom wasn't kidding, they really actually do just read through my sermon and then discuss it. And that was, I don't know what to think about that yet, but I'll process it. But it was kind of like cool discussion. Like, the ladies were really honest and open, and so it was great. But as we transition into another month, August is the month that we have traditionally, the last few years, done Casino Road Kids Ministry. And so we will actually continue that. And so we have prayer requests for Casino Road, and I put them in the bulletin, which obviously all of you guys got.
But I left mine out there.
So yeah, hey, Luke and Viv.
Mine's at home.
I know. See, Aaron, this is why we have bulletins. It's super important. And so what we do is, I've never really, as we hope to be a people who pray, and as we look at Casino Road Kids Ministry, Casino Road Kids Ministry has been in existence for over 15 years, and it's run by a man named Tyrone McMorris, who, honestly, I love him. Our kids call him Uncle Tyrone because he's like a brother to me, and Suzanne's like a sister. I mean, they're just, we love their family very much. And in large part, we love them because, like, Tyrone, it's rare. Tyrone's my age, like I think he's 38, I'm 39, and Tyrone's been on Casino Road Kids Ministry for over 15 years doing the same thing, doing Bible clubs and doing homework clubs, just reaching these kids. He's done it long enough to where kids that went through his program are coming back to help be volunteers in the program. And I find that remarkable. And so I called Tyrone this week and I said, hey, what are your prayer requests? Like, we're going to talk in, he kind of knows the drill by now because we've featured him a few times during the Thrill of Hope. But, and he said that, you know, these are his prayer requests, and we'll pray in just a moment, but his prayer requests that they would meet the budget this next fiscal year. And he said, and this is actually, because we prayed for this before, last time we prayed for Tyrone, and he was actually really worried about it that last time, and they finished the year over 5,000 in the black. And so just an answer, 1, 2, 3, praise God for that. Like, I mean, it's one of those things that he even answered our prayers, and I'm sure there were others praying as well. So it's not just us, by the way. But, and then this year, they're transitioning from the club that they've had, the location there on Casino Road. They're going into the elementary school just right there. They're going to do homework club and Bible club at that elementary school. And so this is a big transition for them. They've been meeting in that one facility for a long time. And they're hoping that because of this, they'll be able to serve over 30 kids during this year. And so we're just going to pray that they will meet or exceed that goal as well. And that he'll provide for that transition. And then one of the reasons why I love Tyrone. But he's like that the gospel will just take root in these kids' lives. That it'll change them. He told me early on, he's like, I'm about one road and I will be as long as God has me there. Because he goes, I know that the gospel is needed in that area, and I don't see, I just see kids that need help in that. And then as well, we're going to pray for their back to school drive on August 19th. So we're doing this in August, so we're not participating in that. Our money will just go to their general fund in that. But they do this thing. I think last year they gave over 1,000 backpacks or 500 backpacks away that are filled and stuffed, and it's really just cool. And that Tyrone's heart is that this will bring the kids hope, and that their hope won't be in a backpacker, but it'll be that somebody cares about them, and that ultimately that person can steer them towards Jesus. So it's pretty cool what they're doing, and again, it's one of my favorite ministries in this area, and in large part because Tyrone's one of my favorite people in this area. And so what we do is we'll just have volunteers pray for each kind of one of these. But is there anyone that would like to pray that they will meet their budget this next fiscal year? Okay, Mo. Is there anyone that'll pray for the transition? Zeka? Okay, Luke, would you pray that that they'll be able to serve 30 kids? Kind of split that one in two.
Yep.
Is there anyone that'll pray that the gospel will take root in their lives? Okay, Mike. And then I'll pray that they... that their back to school drive will bring hope to these kids, and we'll just pray. And so, Mo.
Father, we thank you for Tyrone and his ministry, Lord. Just the fact that the gospel has taken root in his own heart, Lord, and he sees the effect of that. And God, for me as a kid, having someone like that, affect my life, and now that I'm a Christian, this ministry is really dear to my own heart. God, I just pray that you would continue to just go before Tyrone in this ministry that you have given to him, and he's so faithfully taking on, and that he's not taking it on as this is a my thing, but this is a God thing. Lord, I just... I love his humbleness, and I love his ability to just love these kids and meet them where they're at. And he goes and he seeks out after them, and he pursues them. So, God, will you continue to enable him to do that and fill his heart, Lord, as he is faithfully serving these kids in this community in this way, God. I pray, Lord, as he is getting closer to... figuring out all the funds and things like that, God, I pray that you are our source of money, I guess, my brain is not connected right now. God, you give us all that we need. You know the breath that we take, hair on our head, our bills that we have, Lord, you know where grace and mercy is, you know where Casino Roads is, Lord. I pray that as they are in need of meeting a budget, Lord, that you would just again work your magic. Yeah, that you would bless them the way that they've seen you do before, over and over and over again, Lord. That you're faithful in providing, you're faithful in taking care of your children, and you're faithful to even give us the faith that we need to go before. Go before you and to go about our day that you've given us. So, Lord, we bless Casino Roads. We help them to meet budget. God, we put it on people's hearts to give people that may not know about them, but Lord, your The way you work in people's hearts is amazing, Lord. From people all over the nation, Lord, I just pray that he would be, Tyrone would be just so blessed by the people around him and the hearts that they have for him because they've seen what he's doing and how faithful he is, Lord, that would just put on their hearts to give and to serve him in that way and to serve the community in that way, Lord.
Jesus, I personally believe that even if Tyrone did not have an opportunity to open a Bible when he is with those kids, he is preaching, you know, he is sharing you with those kids through his life, through his commitment to you and to those kids and to this beautiful ministry. But Tyrone wants to go beyond that. He wants to share you through your revelation, and I think it's an amazing opportunity for those kids. I am so thankful to know that he will have this opportunity, and I pray that you may honor his commitment to share you directly through your word, through the revelation that you gave us. And I pray that, as it says here in the bulletin, that he goes smoothly, you know. We live in an era where Christianity is considered evil and the villain of the story, and it's sad, you know. And we know that it's easy to get opposition to anything that is related to Christianity and the Bible. So I pray that Tyrone may find grace among everyone, among this community, that people may understand the amazing work that he's been doing and how this will impact these kids positively, and that, you know, as I said, that you may give him grace among this community, Jesus, and that kids will be blessed through your word and changed and have their lives changed through you, that you may cleanse us, as was preached here today, through your word in those kids' lives, in your name, Jesus.
Jesus, we pray that as the Casino Road transitions to the school, that you would send at least 30 kids and even more, Lord, and that they would just, that ministry would be established well, that the relationships with the school would grow, and that you would use that to reach more children for you, and just get a hold of everyone's heart involved in it.
Lord, Heavenly Father, I pray that thank you for Tyrone. I pray he would be able to continue the current career he has, that these kids would know the gospel. And Lord, I pray for fruit in that effort, that every single one of these kids would come to know you, and that the people they talk to would come to know you, and that this would be a chain reaction of people knowing the gospel as a result of you putting Tyrone there and speaking through him. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
And Lord, we do thank you for Casino Roads. Lord, I thank you that we get to participate in what you're doing in this area, Lord. And so I pray that as they get ready to do their back-to-school drive this month, Lord, that that this event will just bless these kids, that that as they get these backpacks, Lord, that they will have hope, and that in renewing their hope, Lord, that they may know that people care about them, that people love these kids, that there are people that are there for them. And God, I just pray that you will just really just put a supernatural touch on that drive and bring hope to these kids, Lord, that can only come from you. In Jesus' name, amen.